A coalition of New Hampshire towns and cities is hoping to reverse a decision to end the state's Stabilization Education Grant program. The grants were put in place 4 years ago as a way to offset the impact of changes made at the time to the state's education adequacy formula. The state distributes roughly $150 million in stabilization grants each year to districts that are generally lower income and have seen declining student enrollment. Lawmakers in Concord approved a bill last year that ends the program, cutting aid by 4% each year, phasing it out entirely over 25 years. Paul Grenier is mayor of Berlin, one of the communities dealing with that loss in state aid, and he joins us now to talk about what that means for the city. Mr. Mayor, good morning.
Good morning.
Can you explain how the loss of stabilization grants is affecting Berlin?
Last year, the height of state aid to education in Berlin was $10,247,000, and we are slated to lose $219,000 per year, every year, until 25 years goes out. And what that essentially does is it removes 55% of state aid to education to the city of Berlin. And right now, if we change nothing, we have to raise taxes 52 cents a thousand every year just to make up for this lost state aid to education, without dealing with any other issues that the city of Berlin has to deal with.
What are the factors are happening right now that are also affecting your budget?
Well, we had a revaluation last year where we lost $36 million worth of taxable value, even when utility values within the city actually increased by $12 million. So the one bright area where the city of Berlin could have actually gained a little revenue was lost because of the fact that we can't tax utility property for schools.
So how is the city managing the budget through all of that?
Cuts, and they're brutal. Last year was the year that we're operating in now was the first year of the loss of stabilization money. And we were able to work through with the schools. They had a little bit of an operating surplus, and we were able to do things and we get creative. But, you know, these are things that you'll be able to do maybe two fiscal years before you start really trimming your school budgets, which means increasing class sizes, eliminating teachers, cutting extracurricular activities. And what happens is you further disincentivize anybody from relocating to Berlin to maybe set up shop or do something in the Great North Woods here.
Now, there are lawmakers who say that these stabilization grants were never meant to be permanent. Was that your understanding?
It was never my understanding. And, you know, the stabilization grants were instituted as a result of a Londonderry lawsuit. You know, the state has, in my opinion, walked away from its responsibility again.
Now, you met last month with officials from other communities that are going to be affected by these stabilization grants being phased out. What are you hoping to see happen from that?
We're hoping to have at least the stabilization grants frozen. The way these stabilization grants are being eliminated, it doesn't even allow the communities to catch their breath.
So are you just hoping to keep these grants in place until the state can come up with a longer-term education funding plan?
We hope that we can come to some kind of resolution, but it looks like the only way the state ever reacts to anything is lawsuit-driven. You know, we're going to take the high road. I know that the consortium of communities want to go through the legislative process so that we can hopefully right this wrong, but if it doesn't happen, we will have to litigate.
Let's kind of speculate a little bit. If legal action were to be taken here by the consortium or your city in particular, what would the legal grounds be?
We would have to go back to Claremont 1 and Claremont 2. The state has never adequately defined what an adequate education is, and the courts have seemed to sided with the communities.
What are you hearing from residents in your city?
They're pretty much fed up. You know, we work hard. We're trying to move the community forward. We're digging ourselves out of a pretty tough hole with the loss of the paper mills here. And we're making incremental progress. And every time we seem to make incremental progress, we get pushed back into the hole.
Paul Grenier is mayor of the city of Berlin. Thank you so much for the time, Mr. Mayor.
You're very welcome. Thank you.